the ashes that we put on our foreheads don't change a thing, except to mess up your forehead a little bit. What they are supposed to be is a sign to yourself and to other people that I'm willing to embrace the season of penance, the season of prayer, the season of almsgiving, as the gospel tells us, that I'm willing to embrace this, to try to allow the Lord my God to bring about the healing, the change, the peace, the change in attitudes, the things that I need to make different in my life. And today I'm going to suggest one thing that we all try for the season of Lent. And without it, I don't think we'll be any different at the end of Lent on Easter Sunday than we are today. But with it, there is always that divine gift that will allow us to be maybe just a little bit better to one another, maybe just a little bit more open to the Spirit of God speaking and trying to live in our lives. Remember, we are the people of God. We are the ambassadors of Christ, which means that we are supposed to represent Him in all the world. The one thing that Christ did a lot of when He was on the face of this earth, preparing and in the public ministry, preparing His disciples, His followers, He prayed. He spent time in communion with His Father. He prayed. And without that prayer, none of us is going to move very far from where we are at this very moment. So what I suggest to you is that during this season of Lent, you take 10 minutes of your day. You turn off your phones, you turn off your TVs, and you spend 10 minutes in the presence of God. You can tell Him what you need. He wants to hear that. You can tell Him about your day, if it was a good day or a miserable day or a successful day or a failure. You can tell Him all those things. You can talk about the condition of your family, things that you would like to see different, maybe in your family life. Talk about yourself, the things that you would like to see different in yourself. To talk about our world, the condition it's in, and how He is able to help us if we allow that. So it doesn't have to, you don't have to sit down and say the Hail Mary for 10 minutes. You don't have to do any of that. You can use a prayer like the Our Father to begin your prayer time, or take the scripture reading, the gospel reading of the day, and simply use that as a starting point. And then simply talk to God. Do that for 10 minutes, faithfully throughout the season of Lent, and I think we will all know and feel a certain difference in our lives. I think we will be a little bit more responsive to the Spirit of God, who tries to speak to us, but He can't always get our attention. So after we tell God all we want to tell Him, at least give Him a minute or two to say to you what He wants to say. And somehow I'm sure it will always end with, "I love you." 10 minutes a day.